WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. A broken heart has been the inspiration for many a songwriter. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of a new album from Till Tuesday that's full of heartbreakers. Here's a sample from Everything's Different Now.
You know just how I feel, you know when love is real. It changes the life that you're living.
Everything's Different Now is an immediately striking album, and its complicated pleasures grow on you with repeated listenings. Its title couldn't be more direct. This is Till Tuesday's third record, but, well, everything's different now. The group has undergone extensive changes since it released its last album in 1986. Formerly a quintet, Till Tuesday is now, for all practical purposes, not a band at all, but singer-songwriter Amy Mann and a gathering of backup musicians. And Amy Mann has given over this album to a series of songs that are consumed with the notion of a difficult, perhaps impossible, but certainly profound romance.
I can't be appointed keeper of the flame without two to carry. It won't burn the same. Oh, it seems obvious to me.
That's Believed You Were Lucky, a song Amy Mann wrote and which is addressed at least in part to her former boyfriend, the singer and songwriter Jules Shear. This is the stuff of pop gossip, of Rolling Stone profiles, but it's also a situation that Amy Mann has made awfully good music from. This new album has an elegantly formal structure. The title song, the one I played at the start of this review, was written by Jules Shear himself, and Amy Mann spends the rest of the album saying goodbye to him. Shear and Mann met, fell in love, and broke up, all between the release of the last Till Tuesday album and this new one. And the parting was, for many of the songs contained here, an extremely ambivalent one. The song here most explicitly addressed to Shear is J for Jules. Its swirling melody combines with its precise images of hair being combed and prayers being said to convey the intensity of a lost love recalled in something approaching tranquility.
I was saying my prayer.
Everything's Different Now operates as a kind of concept album about the Amy Mann-Jules Shear relationship, and if the music wasn't any good, we'd be justified in saying, who cares? But I think the songs are awfully good, artful in their descriptions of passion, betrayal, and remorse, and Amy Mann's singing is wonderfully expressive. She uses her rather cold, flat voice to dampen down the most florid language in her lyrics. It's a vivid example of the way rock music is essentially a mediation between music, words, and the way those words are sung. The earlier Till Tuesday albums suggested this sort of skill without ever really paying off on their promise, while the new one exceeds your expectations. At one point, Amy Mann collaborates with Elvis Costello on a song called The Other End of the Telescope. If anyone's music can stand as a model for the sort of verbally intricate, melodically direct sort of ballad to which Amy Mann now aspires, it's Elvis Costello's vast body of work. On this song, Mann and Costello take a dreamy waltz beat and make handsome creative writing dance partners.
There was a time not long ago, I dreamt the world was fire, and all the colors bled away, and that was the end. And in time, I could only believe in one thing, the sky was just phosphorus stars hung on strings. But they'd always be mine when you can pull them down anytime. I know it don't make a difference to you, but oh, it sure made a difference to me. You'll see me off in the distance, I hope, at the other end.
On this album, there's very little of the self-absorption that mars so much pop music. This Till Tuesday album could have been an embarrassing exposé. Instead, it's an understated triumph, a record whose pleasing balance between autobiography and art reminds me of Joni Mitchell's great 1971 album Blue. But Everything's Different Now is so understated that its beguiling qualities may go unrecognized by a mass audience listening only for catchy tunes and hit singles. Give this record a few spins, however, and chances are you'll recognize many of its emotions in yourself.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. This is Fresh Air.